Stay tuned for Bob and Yurt Live. But first, here's our Denver Bible Church update. And this update is different from all the others we've ever had because we have in studio a dear Christian man from Mexico, and he's a translator for a bilingual church in Puerto Peñasco, Gabby Lugo. Gabby, welcome to the studio.
Thank you very much.
Welcome to Bob and Yurt Live. Gabby, what I'd like to do during this next show, you and I are going to talk about Christianity in Mexico and America, what's the difference, what your church is like, what you do. But right now, this first few minutes is about Denver Bible Church.
Okay.
I'm wondering if you could help me out by translating into Spanish an invitation to any Spanish language listeners out there.
That'd be great.
You can do that?
I think so.
All right. Well, let's try, because you do that down at your church, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay, let's try. Greetings to the Spanish-speaking people in the audience.
Saludos a todas las personas de habla hispana en la audiencia.
I am the pastor of Denver Bible Church.
Yo soy pastor de la iglesia Denver Bible Church.
My name is Bob.
Mi nombre es Bob.
Or Roberto.
Or Robert.
And I, in our church, we study the Word of God.
Y en nuestra iglesia estudiamos la palabra de Dios.
And we love to talk to people about their questions.
Y nos gustaría hablar con la gente acerca de sus dudas o preguntas que tengan.
If you live anywhere near Denver,
si usted vive aquí alrededor de Denver,
and you have questions about God,
y usted tiene preguntas acerca de Dios,
or you have questions about your life, your family,
o tiene preguntas acerca de su vida, acerca de su familia.
We invite you to come to Denver Bible Church.
Le invitamos a que venga a Denver Bible Church, a la iglesia.
We normally speak English at the church.
Normalmente hablamos inglés en la iglesia.
But one of the elders of our church
de los líderes de nuestra iglesia
speaks Spanish very well, very talented.
Habla español muy, muy bien.
And he has taught Bible studies in Spanish language Bible studies.
Y él ha tenido estudios bíblicos en español.
Even though his first language is English.
Aunque su primer idioma es inglés.
So we would like you to know that you are invited.
Así que nos gustaría que usted sepa que está usted invitado.
To bring your family.
Para que usted traiga su familia.
To bring your questions.
Para que traiga sus preguntas, toda duda que tenga.
To bring your interest in God.
Para que traiga a usted ese interés, venga interesado en Dios.
And come on to Denver Bible Church this Sunday.
Así que venga a Denver Bible Church este domingo.
And Bible, could we say in Espanol, how do you say Bible in Spanish?
Biblia.
Biblia. And could we say Denver Biblia?
Yeah,
Iglesia,
we can say,
or no?
Yeah, we can say Iglesia Biblica in Denver.
Oh, mm-hmm. Iglesia Biblica in Denver. I wish I knew how to speak Spanish.
Me gustaría a mí hablar español.
Oh, you're good. That's good, Gabby.
Gracias.
Okay. So the invitation stands not only for this week, but any Sunday.
Así que la invitación no es únicamente para esta semana sino o para este domingo, sino para la próxima semana.
And if you are going to come, you may want to call, if you'd like, in advance.
Así que si usted le gustaría venir a la iglesia, usted podría llamar con tiempo anticipado.
Because our elder who speaks Spanish, his name is Mark.
Porque nuestro líder que habla español, su nombre es Mark.
He comes every Sunday to church, but we would want to make sure he would be there if you're coming specially to talk.
Él viene cada domingo a la iglesia, pero nos gustaría saber si usted va a venir, para especialmente si usted va a hablar, va a venir para que usted pueda hablar con él.
Okay, now can we give the address in Spanish?
Así que vamos a dar el domicilio en español. Vamos a tratar. We're going to try.
Okay. Okay, 6200 West Hampton.
Es 6200 West
Hampton.
Hampton. Oeste, Hampton.
Yeah, like the Hamptons where they play tennis in New York.
Así como los Hamptons donde juegan tennis en Nueva York.
Okay, our phone number is 303.
Nuestro número telefónico es 303-463-1707.
Gracias.
Thank you.
Got it.
Service with the weekend.
to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Benyart, and I am thrilled to have in the studio Gabby Lugo from Puerto Peñasco, Mexico. Gabby, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Bob.
And now, in the last short segment, you had to work, but now it's not work. I just want to talk to you about your Christian life, about Mexico, about your church down in Puerto Peñasco. And so could you let's start out. I just want to let the audience know that you translate for the pastor of a bilingual church in Mexico. And the name of that church is?
Peñasco Christian Fellowship or Compañerismo Cristiano de Peñasco.
Okay, boy, you do that well. You are fast.
Thank you.
You know, I thought if you translate a sermon, instead of taking a half hour, it will take an hour. But the way you do it, instead of a half hour, it takes 35 minutes. You are so good at this. I'm just
Thank
amazed.
You.
So, Gabby, I want to find out about your church. What is it like to have a bilingual church? But first, how about in Mexico generally? Christianity, I'd like to compare it to America. And so those of us here in Denver, around the country that listen on the internet, we could get a sense for what is the spiritual state of affairs in Mexico. Mexico is our neighbor to the south, but, you know, we don't know a lot about Mexico, especially the Christianity there. So tell us first, what are most of the people, what do they believe?
Yes, we have a lot of people down there that believe in God. And, you know, most of the people down there is Catholic, you know. We have a lot of Catholic people down there. And, you know, they say, you know, if you ask them what they believe in, they will say, you know, we believe in God. But, you know, it's a little different. I've heard about Catholic people up here in the States, and they commit their life to God, but and they live a life for God, you know. That's what I've heard. But then there's a little different. They say they believe in God. But
you can't tell any evidence in their life that they love God.
Yes.
That they love Jesus. They just live like somebody who doesn't love God.
Yes. Well, I've known, very few people that they're Catholic.
So the majority, though. The majority are Catholic, but they don't live like they love Jesus Christ. They just live their lives.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You can't tell the difference between somebody who's Catholic and somebody who just doesn't care about God.
Yes.
That's
mm-hmm.
what you're saying. Mm-hmm. It seems to me that's the way it is here in America for most denominations, most churches. But there are some churches, some groups that are still on fire for the Lord. They tell their neighbors about Jesus Christ. They pray that God would be glorified in their lives, and they want to raise their children to love God. But I would say the majority here, and including the Catholic Church, is pretty dead in America. But I think that America, maybe compared to Mexico, there's a lot more Christian activity here, maybe. I'm not sure, because America does promote the gospel here and around the world.
Yes.
Quite aggressively compared to the rest of the world. So then in Mexico, so the majority are Catholic but not real Christian.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. How about the Christians? What kind of churches do they have? How many are there? Are there a lot of churches, a few churches?
Well, we have I would say a lot of churches in Peñasco where we come from. You know, we got about, let's say, 14 churches, you know, Christian churches.
And in Puerto Peñasco,
yes,
which
yes.
means what, Rocky Point?
Yes, Rocky Point. Uh-huh.
And describe to our audience, where is that in Mexico?
Rocky Point or Puerto Peñasco, you know, well, a lot of American people, they call our town Rocky Point.
Oh.
And it's about 4 hours south from Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
And we are about an hour from the border, which is, you know, a little town called Lukeville. Little tiny town,
mm-hmm.
and so we live about an hour south.
South of Lukeville.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And right on the coast there.
Yeah, right on the coast. Mm-hmm.
And that's, what's that body of water?
It's called Gulf of, not Gulf of California. It's
the Gulf of California.
Mar de Cortez.
The Gulf of California is by Baja California, right?
No, that's the, let's see, Mar de Cortez is called, yeah, now
okay.
I remember.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So we are between, you know, we are east from Baja, in Baja California.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you guys are east.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. And so, okay. So now your church is one of 14 churches there.
Mm-hmm. Probably. I don't.
About.
You're just, yeah, I don't yeah. remember exactly the yeah. amount of churches. But
you don't work for the Census Bureau in Mexico?
For the what?
The Census Bureau. I'm just joking. Here in the U.S., we have the Census Bureau, and they count how many churches, oh, mm-hmm. how many stores, how many families,
oh,
how, many,
okay.
how many cats, how many dead cats in Boulder.
We, so, you know, we got a lot of dogs down there. You know,
so, you do, huh?
So, and it's hard to count. You know, it's hard to tell, yeah. you know, how many dogs we have down there. But.
Yeah, right. Well, we have that problem in Boulder, only it's cats, dead cats mostly. But, okay, Gabby, so a number of churches in Puerto Peñasco. How many of them are Bible churches where they preach the gospel? They really want people, if they reach out to people and say, you have to believe in Jesus Christ to be saved.
Let's see, about 10. Most of the churches down there.
Most of the churches
do. Yeah, they do preach the gospel. Yeah.
And what's the average attendance in those churches? Are they big, small?
They are. The average is, let's say, 80 people, 100 people.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. And that in America, 90% of the churches in America are less than 100 people. So that's it seems average. Mm-hmm. To hear, and then the few churches that don't, are they more? Are they larger churches? What's the biggest church?
The biggest church, it's I would say the Jehovah's Witnesses. You
Jehovah's
know?
Witnesses.
Yeah,
wow.
I would say, and then the Mormons
and the Mormons are
yeah,
down
we
there.
Have, yeah,
wow.
We have big churches. You know.
The, wow, isn't that something? Now, the Jehovah's Witnesses do not believe that Jesus is God.
They don't.
Right?
They don't.
And so that's sad.
It is.
Because that's like a different Jesus. It's not a Jesus that you worship.
That's right.
Wow. And then the Mormons, they believe anybody could become God. So that's another problem.
Yeah, it is.
Wow. Okay, and then at your church, are most of these churches bilingual?
Just ours.
Just yours?
Yes.
Of all those?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Wow. And so then what's the makeup of the congregation? What percentage speak Spanish versus English?
I would say 95% of our people, you know, they speak Spanish. They are Mexican people.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we have 5%, 10% sometimes.
Oh, know, that surprised me. Now, Pastor Stan Tedro?
Tedro.
Tedro. Mm-hmm. And his wife is Becky?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. Pastor Stan and Becky, they speak English. They're from Kansas, right?
Yes, they are from. Yeah, they are actually original from Kansas.
And so he preaches in English. You do the translation into Spanish, and you minister to mostly Spanish congregation.
That's right.
That's fascinating. Mm-hmm. Can you hang on? We'll keep going. We're going to go to a break right now.
At Bob Inyart Live and KGov.com, you'll find literature, audio, and video products that are a must for the library of any Christian interested in studying the truth of the Bible. You'll find essential material like the plot manuscript, an overview of the whole Bible that will clear up doctrinal issues. Then there's The Tree, a fun audio journey back to the Garden of Eden, where you'll learn about this most famous tree and its impact on humanity. Check out the Mount Moriah video. This video gives evidence for the resurrection, combining biblical and secular resources. It's a great witnessing tool. And don't forget the death penalty video. Learn that Jesus advocated the death penalty and learn how God put the death penalty at the heart of the gospel. You can directly help Bob's outreach by subscribing to Best of Bob, Bob's Best 8 Shows of the Month, or build a Bible study library by ordering the monthly Bible albums. There's a lot more, so give us a call at 1-800-8-INYART. That's 1-800-836-9278. 1-800-836-9278 or KGOV.com.
And this is Bob Inyart here. We're in a live commercial break, and I usually don't have an interpreter around to translate the commercial into Spanish. But Gabby, would you help me do that too?
Yes.
We'll do a translation.
Yes.
Okay. I'd like to tell people about our Bible study book.
Me gustaría hablarle o decirle a la gente acerca de nuestro libro de estudio bíblico.
The name of the book is The Plot.
El nombre del libro es La Trama.
La Trama. The plot is the story of the Bible.
La Trama es la historia de la Biblia.
And I have written this manuscript called The Plot in English.
Y yo he escrito este manuscrito llamado La Trama en inglés.
However, our dear friend has translated The Plot into Spanish.
Sin embargo, tenemos un amigo que ha traducido La Trama al español.
And the book The Plot is an overview of the whole Bible. But when we study the story of the whole Bible, that helps us to understand the details.
Y el libro La Trama es como una, como dice, con su palabra lo dice, una trama acerca de lo que es la Biblia. Pero si nosotros leemos la trama y leemos la Biblia, esto va a hacer que la Biblia sea más entendible para nosotros.
So, you know what, Gabby? We're out of time. We'll be back in the show in one moment.
Muy bien.
All right, we are back, Bob and Yart Live, and we could take phone calls at 1-800-8-N-YART, 1-800-836-9278. Gabby, you were just helping me do a commercial for this Bible study manuscript we have called The Plot, and we're just thrilled that a dear friend has worked to translate it. It's a huge job to translate a manuscript.
Oh, yeah, it is.
And he's actually completed the first 7 chapters, which we make available to people. We've sent these out to Spanish-speaking people around the country.
Mm-hmm.
We're just beginning to do this, and it's 135 pages. And it's the gentleman who translated this, he was born in South America,
mm-hmm.
and he's done Spanish language news in this country, in Spain, in South America.
Oh.
He's done translation work for the city of Denver, and he's a real talented guy, and we're just thrilled to have this where we could reach out to people who speak Spanish.
That's great.
It's great. Really exciting. Now, I want to ask you more. I want to ask you about a lot of questions about Christianity down in Mexico, but you also, you don't only interpret for the pastor, but you sing also.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah,
now, tell me about your musical abilities. Do you just sing? You play an instrument?
Yes, I do. I do play guitar. I do play keyboard a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I do play a little bit of drums and a little bit of bass, you know. And,
wow.
But it's just a little, you know, I'm not that good. You know?
But you have a CD here.
Yes,
and the title of the CD is
"Tú me sustentarás," which is in English it would be "You will sustain me."
Oh. Mm-hmm. Say it in Spanish again.
Tú me sustentarás.
Tú me
sustentarás.
Sustentarás.
You got it.
Tú me sustentarás.
Mm-hmm.
You will sustain me.
Uh-huh.
I'd like to hear a little bit of your music, and then if there are people in the audience who have Spanish language friends that they want to reach out to, they could call us, our regular number, 800-8-N-YART. And we don't really have your CD in inventory here, but maybe we could get a few copies. And they could call and buy a copy of the CD and even La Trama and give that as a gift to a friend.
That'd be great.
And so I'd like to hear a song. Is that okay?
That's good.
We have your permission to play it on the air?
Yes, you do.
All right, hit it.
Here I am another Sunday. The
Gabby, that's very beautiful.
Thank you.
Thanks for sharing your music with us. Now, true to the nature of your bilingual church and your role as an interpreter, you also cuts on this CD are also in Spanish.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So that was, so if somebody got this CD and a copy of La Trama to give it to a Spanish language friend or family, a Hispanic person, there's also music on here in Spanish. And I'd like to, could we play one of these Spanish language ones?
Sure.
Okay. Which cut do you think?
Number four.
Number four? All right, let's do it.
Todo lo que existe.
Gabby Lugo on KLTT out of Denver, Colorado. Hey, Gabby, thanks for joining us on Bubba Neart Live. So your music's going out on KLTT, 50,000 watts, the number one most powerful Christian radio station in the whole country.
That's great.
Gabby, that song, what's that about?
Yes, I want to tell you that this song, a friend of mine and I wrote it while being in Tucson about a year ago. Her name is Cynthia, and she's actually listening right now on the radio. And,
great.
It's about these songs. We named it, or we called it No Hay Razón, which means, you know, there's no cause, you know. And we wanted to let everybody know that there's a God. You know, this song's about, you know, believing in God. And so we wanted for – there are a lot of people that won't believe in God, and we want to tell you, the people through this song, that there's
great.
A God.
Thank you, Gabby. We'll be right back. Bob Enyard here with a live commercial break. Hey, thanks for tuning into the show, and I'd like to give out the phone number for our order line. The number is 1-800-8-ENYARD, 1-800-836-9278. If you enjoy Bob Enyard Live, I'd like to encourage you to jot down that number, 800-8-ENYARD, and you could think about you might want to study the Bible with us with our monthly Bible study album. For $34.95 a month, then you can have a Bible study album mailed to you, and you could join us whether you're there in person or not. You'll be there with the tapes, and you'll be blessed. Now, for those of you tuning in Denver, we're in a live commercial break right now. I have in the studio with me Gabby Lugo from Mexico. Gabby, can we try to do a translation again?
Yes, we can try.
We can let people know. Okay, let's try this. Greetings to our Spanish language listeners.
Saludos a nuestra audiencia de habla hispana.
We'd like to invite you to come on out to Denver Bible Church.
Me gustaría invitarlos a la iglesia bíblica de Denver.
We are an English language church.
Somos una iglesia de habla inglesa.
But we have a love for our Hispanic brothers and sisters.
Pero amamos también a las personas, a nuestros hermanos y hermanas hispanos.
One of our elders teaches a Bible study in Spanish.
Uno de nuestros líderes o ancianos enseña estudio bíblico en español.
For those who are interested, who have questions about God.
Para aquellos que están interesados, aquellos que tienen dudas o preguntas acerca de Dios.
And we also have a book on the Bible called The Plot.
Y también tenemos un libro acerca de la Biblia llamado La Trama.
And we would love to help you to answer your questions, to find out all about God.
Así que nos gustaría responder sus preguntas, aquellos que quieran saber acerca de Dios.
And how he would like us to live.
Y cómo Dios le gustaría que nosotros viviéramos.
So we're out of time in the commercial break, but the number is 303-463-1707. We are back. Bob Enyard Live, 1-800-836-9278, and we're speaking with Gabby Lugo from Puerto Peñasco. Now, you weren't born there, right?
I wasn't.
Where were you born?
I was born in a city called Tepic, which is the capital of state of Nayarit, which is, you know, about 25 hours south from where we are right now, driving.
South of Puerto Peñasco.
Yeah.
So south, deep south in Mexico.
Deep south.
That's where you were born, and you moved to when to Rocky Point?
I moved to Rocky Point when I wasn't even a year old.
Oh,
my mom, you know, she.
So you've lived there your whole life.
Yes, I grew up there.
And your English, you're so skilled at English. How did you pick up English so well?
Oh, thank you. I learned a few words in school, you know, like, you know, words like door, window, and that kind of stuff. But when I met Pastor Stan and his wife, Becky, you know, I would speak to them almost, you know, every day. And so I picked English from them. Mm-hmm. They're good teachers.
Mm-hmm. And, well, that's neat. And I guess if you need to do an interpreting every Sunday, you're going to get good at it, I imagine.
Thank you.
That's great. That's exciting. Okay, so, Gabby, you told us a bit about what the spiritual atmosphere is like in Mexico. Your church, Peñasco Christian Fellowship, is the only bilingual church in that town. Mm-hmm. And that is somewhat of a tourist town.
Yeah. Yeah. It's
there are condos. In fact, that's why you and I know each other, because we met through our dear friends at Denver Bible Church. Art and Alice purchased a condominium down there.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Is it now? I haven't been there, but I heard it's sort of a shabby looking place. And
oh yeah,
just
it's
barely
a nice place.
Nice, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, the nicest part is where, you know, the beaches, you know, and the
beach, and they're on. They have the most beautiful condominium on the 8th floor, overlooking the ocean where the sun rises to the sun sets. It's all right there.
Yeah, we've got a nice
just
nice
gorgeous
town. And so everybody's welcome to come down there. And
oh, really? We're invited?
Yes, you are.
Okay, let's go. Nathaniel, how long before you can leave? 5 minutes. So, hey, Gabby, Art and Alice are our dear friends, and we've seen pictures of that. Their beautiful condominium. We would love to go sometime. We hope to visit. But my mother and pops have gone down.
Oh, yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
you met them down in Mexico, right?
Yes, I did.
Uh-huh. That's
they're nice people.
Oh, thank you very much. And so when they're down in Mexico, Art and Alice, they go to your church.
They do. Uh-huh.
All right. And so that's how we ended up meeting. And, mm-hmm. and I'm so thankful to them for that. Let me ask you this. Beyond Puerto Peñasco, down in Mexico, with it being so Catholic, there's a shrine down there where supposedly a man a few centuries ago said that he saw the Virgin Mary.
Oh, yeah.
And that's
yeah.
called?
That's called, you know, that guy was called
Guadalupe?
Yeah, Juan Diego and Guadalupe. And
Juan Diego.
Uh-huh.
And so today, even today, thousands of people go down to that shrine.
Yeah, they do.
Because he supposedly saw the Virgin Mary there.
That's right.
And that, to me, that saddens me, because people are really forgetting about the real message of Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And they're almost worshiping Mary as though she were a god.
That's right. Which, you know, I believe it's too bad, because, you know, I think that's one of the weapons the devil's trying to, you know, attack us, you know, or, you know, it's one of the things the devil wants to create in the people. He wants for all the people to believe that Mary is the number one, you know, it's the big girl, you know. Mm-hmm. So,
right. We have here in Denver, in the foothills, just to the west in the Rocky Mountains, we have the Mother Cabrini Shrine, mm-hmm. where a nun 100 years ago supposedly had a miracle mm-hmm. occur, and so thousands, tens of thousands go every year. And some years back, someone said they could see Mary, the Virgin Mary, when they looked up into the sun. And so Catholics, some, just obviously a tiny fraction, but they were looking up into the sun and it was hurting their eyesight.
Oh.
And then they needed miracles to heal their eyes, but mm-hmm. that didn't happen either. But these are all diversions from the truth. And that Juan Diego, if I remember his story, and the Catholic Church just made him a saint.
Mm-hmm.
They said he's now officially
a saint. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and he said he saw this vision of the Virgin Mary, and he left his wife and children to go to where he saw the vision, and he built a shrine, mm-hmm. and for the rest of his life, he abandoned his family, and he took care of the shrine. And I think, what kind of a sign is that? That's not a sign. That's a sin. You're not supposed to leave your family.
That's right.
Abandon your wife and kids to – what a shame. And so that's an example of a saint.
According to them.
Yeah, it's sad. And so, okay, now, let's see. I'd like to ask you about your own personal life. You became a Christian at some point in your life. How did Jesus Christ become so important to you?
See, you know, I was 17 years old when I lost my dad. You know, he died, and I was in school at the time. You know, I was studying, and so when he died, you know, I had to leave school and start working. You know, so. But I had stepbrothers that were already Christians, you know, when my dad died. So they came to my house one time, and well, during this bad situation, they came to our house, and they began to talk to us about the Lord. You know, they wouldn't before my dad's death. You know, they wouldn't talk to us. You know, because we were kind of separated. You know, between each other. You know, mm-hmm. because of the same, you know, situation. My dad, you know, he was living with another woman, and so they wouldn't touch
sin us. Really messes up our lives.
Yeah, that's right.
When we disobey God, everything breaks. Mm-hmm. So then what happened?
So they, like I said, you know, they were already Christians, and they came to my house, and we were, you know, real desperate. We were, you know, you can imagine, you know, when you lost a, when you lose a,
their father,
or you know, we were really desperate. And they came to us, and they began to talk to us about Jesus, you know, about the Lord. And
what did you think when they're telling you about?
Well, you know, at the beginning, I didn't want to listen to that. You know, I had found out later, before this happened, that they were already Christian. And I was, even, you know, I would say that's a shame. You know, that's embarrassing. You know, I don't want to be a Christian. That's bad. I would say that. So when I was there, you know, during my, you know, dad's funeral, I was sitting in a chair, you know, feeling really bad, and, you know, crying, and somebody came to me, sat down by me, and this person began to talk to me about some things that I, at that time, wouldn't understand, you know. So, but as he was speaking to me, you know, I was feeling really good, you know. I could feel peace, you know, in my soul. Mm. So this man would quit, you know, talking to me, speaking to me, and I would tell him, you know, speak to me, talk to me, wow. Tell me more about what you're saying. Wow. And I didn't realize, I couldn't understand what he was saying, you know, because of the same situation I was living in. You know, my pain, it was really, really hard on me, you know, when I lost my dad. Mm-hmm. So, and he would do it again. He would talk to me. He would speak to me about, you know. Later on, I realized that he was talking to me about God. Uh-huh. That's why I could feel that peace. That's why I could feel, you know, that rest in my soul. Mm-hmm. Because he was you know, speaking, talking to me about the Lord.
Wow.
So, and that man later on became my pastor.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, is that Stan Tedrow?
No.
Oh, that was a long time. Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. Can I ask you, how old are you now?
I am 29.
29. So mm-hmm. that was 12 years ago.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So 12 years ago at your father's funeral, a man was talking to you.
Mm-hmm.
And so you became a Christian in his church. Mm-hmm. How long after that day did you realize that you wanted to be a Christian or that you'd become a Christian?
About 6 months later.
Oh, mm-hmm. It took a while.
Yeah.
And what finally happened? How did that finally happen?
Well, you know, after my dad's funeral, one of my brothers invited me to the church. And I said, you know, I was working with him at the time, you know. He's a sign painter. He lives in Phoenix, in fact, you know, right now. But I would help him. I would work with him. They said they were going to help us. They were going to support us, you know. And one of the ways they try to help us was, you know, hiring us or having us working with them.
Mm-hmm.
So he invited me to the church because they were gonna have a what we say, opening, you know, they were gonna start a church.
Right.
And so he said, "Do you want to go to the church with me?" And I said, "Well, okay." I didn't really want to, you know. But,
right.
But I remember,
you know, we Christians, we're a pain in the neck. Because we tell people things they don't want to hear. Mm-hmm. We invite them to go to places they don't want to go to.
That's right.
But when they hear and they go, they're so thankful.
Yeah,
so you went.
Yeah, I did. And you know what? I went because I knew a girl that, you know, that was attending that church. So I thought, you know, so if I go to the church, I'm going to get to talk to her. So that was kind of one of the reasons I went to the church. You know?
Okay, right.
And so I got there, you know.
Well, hold on a second, all right? Okay. After this, we'll hear the rest. listener-supported radio right here, Bob and Yurt Live on KLTT. And this is a live commercial break right now. Our phone number, the order desk, is 1-800-836-9278. And we had this idea that we could offer people, if you'd like to get something for a Hispanic person or family that you know about, that you'd like to give them a gift to get them to think more about God, we have this CD. And Gabby, the name of the CD
is?
I'm afraid to guess. It's God Sustains Me.
He will sustain.
You sustain. He will, like,
yeah, or
two,
either way.
Tú
me sustentarás.
Sustentarás. Tú me sustentarás. And that CD, along with La Trama. Now, we didn't even, Gabby, we do things here, Bob and Yurt Live, very informally. All right, you were up in the mountains today with our dear friends.
Oh, yeah.
And you came down from the mountains just in time to slip into the studio here and you and I to meet and do the show. So we don't even know. The CD, what does the CD cost? We need to, live on the radio, come up with the price for the CD and the La Trama.
It's $10.
$10?
Yeah, $10.
So how about for $19.95, they can get the CD and La Trama and give that as a gift to a Spanish language person. So if anybody is interested in doing that, you can call us at 1-800-8-N-YART. That's 1-800-836-9278. And in the next segment of the show, coming up in a moment, we're going to play another song off of the CD. And so you could think about that. Who do you know that speaks Spanish? Maybe they go to a church that's a bit dead spiritually. Maybe they don't go to any church. And we'd be really surprised to get a CD and a manuscript called La Trama. So our phone number, 1-800-836-9278. Bob and Yurt, we are back. Bob and Yurt Live. Thursday night, we're going to have a guest, Ann Coulter, the New York Times number one bestseller author of the book Slander, has just written a new book called Treason, Liberal Treachery, and talking about how liberals in America, they don't mind the communist, like the Soviet Union, China, even though the communists killed tens of millions of people, but they hate the Christian conservatives who say that the communists were bad. So they hate the Christians, the liberals in America, but they don't mind the communists, and the communists slaughtered tens of millions of people. So Ann Coulter is scheduled to be on this show Thursday night, a phone interview. We look forward to that. And right now we have Gabby Lugo in studio from Mexico. Gabby, you were telling us your testimony, and right at the very end there, I found out that you're invited to a church, and your real motive was there was a young lady at the church.
That's right.
That's why you wanted to go to the church.
Mm-hmm,
so
right.
What happened?
So after, you know, I got to the church, and I got to talk to this girl, you know, but as the time went by, you know, I became really interested on the things, you know, about God, you know. So later on, I kind of forgot about this girl, you know, and then the Lord he really touched my life, you know. And I remember the pastor from that church, he asked everybody in there in the church, you know, who wanted to receive Christ in their heart. So I left out my hand and I said, you know, I invite you, Jesus, to my heart. And that's how, you know, I got saved.
Praise the Lord. And that was a Spanish language church.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so now you're a Christian. That the last song we played, in the one in Spanish, was telling people there is a God.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to believe in God. And if you look at the ocean, you look at what the world God created, you could see his hand.
That's right.
And on the internet, I'm in a debate right now with an atheist who says he doesn't believe in God. And it's a 10-round debate moderated on the web at a website called Theology Online, theologyonline.com. We've just completed the first 8 rounds. There are 2 rounds to go. So it's the pastor of Denver Bible Church versus the resident atheist called Zaketh. That's his name, Zaketh. And so you are doing it in music and at your church, Penasco Christian Fellowship. We're doing it in Denver at our Denver Bible Church, on the internet, on the radio. We're giving people reasons to believe in Jesus Christ and that God is real. I'd like to play another song. Do you have an idea which clip we should play here?
Number 10 would be.
Number 10, all right. Yeah. We'll do that. We'll cue that up. And this is, now you're going to have to tell me the name of the CD again is.
It's Tú Me Sustentarás.
Tú Me Sustentarás.
You got it.
Tú Me Sustentarás. Mm-hmm. He will sustain me. Mm-hmm. So here we go, Gabby Luga.
And the name of this song, it's Pon Guarda en Mi Boca, which means put a guard in my mouth.
Oh, wait. Explain that. Explain that.
Yeah,
put a guard in my mouth.
Yeah. You know, we sometimes ask ourselves, you know, how come we are going through situations, you know, through problems, you know, we wonder why, you know, and we say, you know, well, I'm going to the church every Sunday, every Wednesday, every time I have to go to the church, I go there and I pray. But, you know, sometimes we don't realize that gossiping and, you know, talking against our brothers and our sisters, you know, it's something the Lord doesn't really like.
Doesn't like because we hurt one another when we gossip.
That's right. So, you know, this song talks a little bit about that, you know, how, you know, we can tell the Lord, Lord, put a guard in my mouth so I won't, you know, do that. And
Gabby, let me tell you, one of the rules I use is that if I'm saying something about someone, I think, would I say this in front of them? Or if someone told them that I said this, would I be embarrassed? And if I would be embarrassed, then it's probably gossip. And so then I shouldn't say it.
That's right.
But if I say something to someone about a third party, then I don't say, don't tell him I said this. Don't tell anyone I said this. If I'm going to say, don't tell anybody, then that's like I know I'm saying something wrong. So when I say something, I know that God is hearing it, my friend's hearing it, anybody could hear it. Mm-hmm. And we have 7 boys between my wife and I, Cheryl and I, 7 boys. And I learned years ago in California, I was working for a man who owned a car dealership. And I was having dinner at his house, and his partner was having dinner there too. And their little kid, a 3-year-old kid, looked at the partner of my boss, so his partner, and the 3-year-old girl said to him, "You eat like a pig." That we almost died. The mother, her name is Martha, she said, "Don't say that. That's so rude." And the little girl said, "Daddy said he eats like a pig." We almost died. And I learned then, I was pretty young, but I learned anything you say can come right back. And we need to honor God and be truthful.
That's
in
right.
what we say.
That's
and be
right.
loving.
That's right.
And so, sometimes we have to confront. But so, okay, we're going to go to the title of the song is?
It's Put a Guard on My Mouth, Lord.
Okay.
Mal. veces no entendemos la situación en que estamos, porque nada sale bien y así siempre nos quejamos. Sí, algo anda mal. ¿Qué será? Pon guarda en mi boca, Señor, no quiero hablar de más, yo solo quiero hablar de tu grandeza. Pon guarda en mi boca, Señor, no quiero hablar de más, yo solo quiero hablar de tu dulce amor. Decimos voy a buscarte, perdona ya mis pecados, Dios, escuchando estará. Y tu vida cambiará. Pon guarda en mi boca, Señor, no quiero hablar de más, yo solo quiero de tu grandeza. Pon guarda en mi boca, Señor, no quiero hablar de más, yo solo quiero hablar de tu dulce amor. Pon guarda en mi boca, Señor, no quiero hablar de más, yo solo quiero hablar de tu grandeza. Pon guarda en mi boca, Señor, no quiero hablar de más, no, yo solo quiero hablar de tu dulce amor. Yo solo quiero hablar de tu dulce amor. Yo solo quiero hablar de tu dulce amor.
Gabby Lugo from Puerto Peñasco, Mexico, right here in studio with Bob and Yurt Live on KLTT in Denver and on the web at kgov.com, kgov.com. So, Gabby, if you have some friends anywhere in the country, you could let them know. Go to kgov.com and look for your name, and they could listen to the show.
That's right.
So that'll be fun. We archive these shows indefinitely, so this will be on the web for some time. Well, we only have just a moment left. We could once again invite people to order your CD, Tú Me Sustentarás, and a copy of La Trama, the plot, the overview of the Bible. And for $19.95, they can get a copy of the CD and this unpublished manuscript, translate it into Spanish, and give that as a gift to a Spanish Hispanic person, and perhaps work to bring that person to move a little bit closer to wanting to learn more about God. So thank you, Gabby. How long are you in Colorado for?
We are leaving tomorrow, I think.
You're leaving tomorrow?
I mean Friday.
Oh, Friday. So, yeah, and Friday. You're heading back to?
Back to Mexico.
To Mexico. Mm-hmm. In fact, tomorrow night, I'm hoping to have dinner with you and Pastor Stan. He's up here, Pastor Stan.
He is right now. I think he's at Arts.
Okay.
Yeah, he's up.
And Becky
here
also.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
All
their
right.
Dog Bunker.
Oh, Bunker.
Uh huh.
Okay. Look forward to meeting Bunker. So we'll enjoy that dinner at Art and Alice's house tomorrow night, And I want to thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you, Bob. Nice meeting you.
Nice to meet you. Gabby Lugo from Puerto Peñasco, Mexico. And so if you're interested in getting his CD, give us a call. That's 1-800-8-NYART. Our number is 1-800-836-9278. If you're a tourist and you go to Mexico, if you end up going to Rocky Point, write this down so you don't forget. Go visit Peñasco Christian Fellowship. This is Bob Enyart reminding you to do right and risk the consequences.